We're scheduled to talk to Gary Byrne here. He is a former Presidential Secret Service officer, and he's written a book called Crisis of Character based on his experience in the White House with the Clintons, and he served for them. And you also served, you were in the Secret Service also with the Bush administration as well. Isn't that right?
That's true. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
So thank you for joining us, Gary. What did you find the biggest difference between the George W. Bush folks and the Clinton folks?
You mean Son Bush or Papa Bush? I started with George H.W. Bush.
All right, so either just give me a little difference of the way that the Clintons operated than the Bushes, let's say.
Sure. So my first protectee in 1991 was George Herbert Walker Bush, the father. And he was very, he was older, he was very disciplined. He had been a former Navy pilot. He was the director of the CIA. You could set your watch by the way this guy, way he worked his schedule and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They were older, more disciplined. And then when the Clintons came in 1992, when they won the election, they were younger, kind of hippie-like, like you mentioned earlier. Some of their employees, and I tell some funny stories in my book, Crisis of Character, about this, about some of their employees' lackadaisical attitudes. There was definitely a stark contrast.
Well, because the young kids come in often with the younger, like the Democrats tend to have younger
staffers
and people like that than Republicans, where Republicans have the people that have been in business for a little bit more of time. So, were you finding joints and bongs hidden behind furniture or anything like that? Find stuff like that?
Yeah. None of that, but there was one issue that I talk about in my book where there was an employee who showed signs of possible drug use, and we brought it to the proper attention, and basically what happened was this person would come in every morning, and they could barely move across the floor, barely say hi, and then after they opened their office up, they would go into the bathroom, and they'd come out a couple minutes later, very animated, very upbeat, so obviously I'm describing what...
Yeah, doing a little blow. Yeah, I see what you do. I see where you go right there.
Yeah. That was what we were afraid of. And, we brought it to the proper authorities, and this person was removed and got the help that they needed.
Oh, so that's nice. That's a happy ending right there. All right, so now I know in your book, The Crisis of Character, there are a couple stories about, There were some cleanup every once in a while in aisle three, right, around the White House?
Yeah. So there is just to give your audience a better idea of who I am, my unfortunate claim to fame is I'm the first person in the history of the Secret Service to ever be compelled to testify against the sitting president in a criminal case, and that was the Monica Lewinsky case. And that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about. I was actually subpoenaed six times, and then eventually ordered to testify by Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Rehnquist. So yes, there were some issues with cleaning up messes there sometimes.
So you were posted outside the Oval Office. Is that part of your duty?
I was outside the office for 3 years.
Now, and then what did you have to clean up there, Gary? What happened there?
So, the story I tell in my book is at this point in the story in my life. What it's about, but at this point, it was clear that President Clinton was having some kind of physical relationship with Monica Lewinsky and possibly some other people. And sometimes these things would take place in a room just behind the Oval Office. It's called the study. Mm-hmm. And one day, the Navy steward that took care of the Oval Office and cleaned up the area and served the president lunch during the day, had been complaining to me that he was tired of cleaning up this mess, and I understood what he was talking about. And what it was in one particular case, it was tissues with lipstick, and then another particular case, it was towels with fluids from a man. And so in this particular case, I decided to take these towels and get rid of them. I got a plastic bag. I had the steward throw them in. And, there was no investigation going on at the time, so it wasn't like I was destroying evidence. I was just trying to stop some of the scandal that revolved around these people. I was trying to help them. So I destroyed the towels. I got rid of them. And then later on, a year and a half later, however long it was, when the investigation was outed by the Matt Drudge report.
Yeah.
So then I heard about it. Howard Stern reported it on about Matt Drudge. Stern reported on his show. That's how I heard about
right.
it.
Right. That's all the great news breaks in America is between Drudge and Stern. Yeah.
And the National Enquirer, I'd throw into that.
That's true. They came up with it, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to just tell you something, Gary. I don't like touching those towels in my own house.
Oh.
And I know who's involved. And I don't like to, it's like, oh, no.
It's dirty business. But at some point, you obviously, there was a turn for you that made you feel like, I got to write a book. There's something here that moved you in that direction. Some people will say it's political. Others will say it may be what you saw. What happened there?
So here's the deal. There's no shortage of people that are out there slandering me. And they're so sure of why I wrote it. Here's the deal. I never thought I would talk about this. Honest to God, I was going to take it to my grave and drink myself into organ failure like everybody else, every other male in the country. But at some point, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, somebody started discussing it with me and asking me about writing a book. And then I had a couple of things happen in my life, and I thought, you know what? There are no shortage of people that were trashing us, myself, and the uniform division at the time, and nobody really knows the truth. And everybody thinks it's about sex. It was not. It was about suborning perjury. It was about the president lying, and he did lie, and he signed an affidavit stating that a false affidavit saying that he had never been alone or had a sexual relationship with Monica Lewinsky, and she signed the same thing about him. And that's what it was about. And it sucked a lot of people into their lives. You know, and all this could have been stopped if one person, the president, had come forward and been a man and told the truth. But he did what the Clintons always do, is they jump from one scandal to the next, and they tell one series of lies to the next until you're so confused that, you know, the next scandal comes along and knocks them off, you know, knocks that one off the media.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it definitely looks like we're in for a world of something. I don't know where your politics actually are, Gary, but you've been around this, you know, so you have a very interesting and informed position on what happens. Forget about the politics of it, but what happens to the humanity
right.
inside that building inside near the Oval Office. And I just can't imagine either of these two becoming the next president of the United States. I don't know where I'm going to go. I just don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing that people have to realize. In the early 90s, when the American, when the country elected Bill Clinton, they got Bill and Hillary. And if Hillary gets elected, have no doubt in your mind, you're going to get Hillary and Bill. And you're going to have Bill Clinton back in the White House. And, you know, my first question then would be, what steps would Mrs. Clinton take to protect the women, the young women that work in that White House? We know what he was doing before. You know, what are you going to do to protect them?
Hopefully it's the heart medication. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks. Gary Byrne.
Bye-bye.
He's a crisis of character is the book about the dirty tell stories about the Oval Office.
Mm.